Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We have an injury update on Orange Cassidy, a major title change goes down on Dynamite, and we hear from Impact Knockouts Tag Team Champion Rachel Ellering. For Thursday, May the 13th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh, Higer bomb, high stack on it, two, no!
Wow. Aubrey Edwards in perfect position to make the count. Seeing both shoulders and getting a near fall.
And Cassidy barely snuck his shoulder out from under. Back. Aubrey Edwards.
I don't know if he's okay or not, man.
Checking on Orange Cassidy here.
Pac, you working by the hour here? Kenny Omega's a busy man, Pac. We need a winner. We want to know who we're wrestling, Pac. We want to know who we're wrestling, Pac. Take it easy. Hey, we want a winner. Look, can you please get this thing going? What? I don't understand what your problem
Omega
is. Because you're supposed to count
the
winner.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Kenny Omega with a blindsided shot with the AEW World Championship. Just deck pack.
How can you sneak up on anybody wearing that suit?
What?
Whoa. Okay. You know, I've never been a referee, but I think what we've got here is we don't have a winner, which means the champ doesn't have an opponent for the pay-per-view, which means we got the night off. Where do you want to go on that day, kid?
Fuel up the Harley. Fuel up the Kawasaki Ninja. Done. I think we should go on a little bit of a road trip. Because what we got here ain't two winners, it ain't one winner, we got two losers! And who would pay money to see that?
Excuse me, champion.
Have the night off, I love it!
How you guys doing? Sorry to interrupt you. World champion, sorry to interrupt you. Don, I have been told that May 30th at Double or Nothing, there will be a world title match. And it will be double for you because it will be three men in the ring, and you will have to face both men in a three-way match at Double or Nothing on May 30th.
What gives you the right to say that?
I was told by Tony Khan, I'm just bearing. I don't, I know.
You're powerless, you stooge.
You don't know me. You don't know me. You got no power over me. You don't know me.
He's not wrestling two people. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what I've been told. I'm not going to stand here and argue with you. I'm sorry. Good luck, May 30th.
Did you do this, Aubrey? Did you do this? Hey!
That was how the world title eliminator match went down between Pac and Orange Cassidy. Not as originally planned. We had a scary moment involving Orange Cassidy during that match. It was following a Liger bomb from Pac that Orange Cassidy suddenly didn't seem all the way with it. The match completely slowed down. Pac ended up staying down for the majority of the rest of that match. We then saw, as you heard, Don Callis and Kenny Omega get involved. We have Kenny Omega hitting Pac in the back with a championship belt, leading to a double knockout. And the result, as it stands, is that Omega will face both Pac and Orange Cassidy in a triple threat at Double or Nothing. Now, that was the result we were going to get to, but they had to book this on the fly. So PW Insider has reported the original plan for the Orange Cassidy versus Pac match was going to be for the two to go to a 20-minute draw, which would lead to the announcement that we got at the end. Omega coming out going, well, neither of you have won, so I'm not defending the belt. And then the three-way compromise being made. However, when Orange Cassidy went down hurt following that Liger bomb, he still kept trying to get back up to return to the ring and finish the match. An audible ended up being called that had Cassidy staying down, and the finish that we saw there, it was very quickly, very precisely, and we got to the end point that we needed to get to anyway, which was the three-way match being announced. Very happy to hear that Orange Cassidy is in good form. And Orange Cassidy, world title match on AEW pay-per-view. What a great result.
He got back. Oh, no.
Oh, this game over.
Oh, my
and
God.
He's got the waist lock cinched in. Darby's bent in
there's
half.
There's nowhere for Darby to go. And it's over.
We've got a new champion. Miro has beaten Darby Allin. Referee has stopped it. All right, ref. That's enough.
There was nowhere for Darby to go. You were right.
We had a major title change in the main event of Dynamite last night as well. Miro becoming the new TNT champion, forcing Darby Allin to surrender in the game over. Either a surrender or he passed out. Either way, Miro is now the TNT champion. Great match with these two, which saw Darby getting attacked before the match even started. Miro at his most beastly on this particular night. I feel like this is the Miro that we wanted to see since he left WWE, and we got it in spades last night. We saw as well at the end of this match an attempted attack on Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky onto Sting, and being run off by the Dark Order. So another story spiraling off from this one. After the show went off the air, Darby Allin cut a promo for the live crowd. He says the TNT Championship is the only title that he cared about. He doesn't want any other belt, and he is coming back for it again. So there is more story to tell between Miro and Darby Allin. Possibly a rematch at Double or Nothing. At this point, that could be something that they'd certainly look to put together. And talking of Double or Nothing, some big gimmick matches are returning for the pay-per-view at the end of this month. It was announced last night on Dynamite that a casino battle royale for a future AEW title match has been added to the card. So this will be, this is something they do now every year. Glad to see it back. It's a battle Royal Rumble style match with a bit of a twist. And it was announced by Christian Cage on Dynamite last night that this is going to be a thing. The first one was back at Double or Nothing in May of 2019. There was one for a women's championship opportunity at All Out in August of that year, and we saw Lance Archer win the third one in September of last year. There was a tag team one won by Rey Fénix and Pac. There's a lot of love for the Casino Battle Royale, and we're seeing a singles one for a future heavyweight match at the pay-per-view. Also, not 100% confirmed yet, but by virtue of them putting it out into the world, we can almost guarantee it's going to be a thing. After their battle in the first ever Blood and Guts match, the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle squared up again on Dynamite last night, and the challenge has been thrown down for a stadium stampede. We saw this last year at Double or Nothing, when the world was shutting down and we didn't get the Blood and Guts match. A stadium stampede was a match that they could do with using the power of cinematic wrestling, and it looks as if we're heading in that direction once again. Now, the challenge with this particular match choice is that they are going to be doing Double or Nothing in front of a full-sized crowd. So it'll be a big capacity building there, watching a screen for maybe 35 to 40 minutes. It'd be interesting to see how well this one is received and how well it will capture the attention of a live crowd. We'll see how they go. Also, the Young Bucks last night, following defeating SCU, challenged Eddie Kingston and Jon Moxley for a world tag team match at Double or Nothing. So Kingston and Moxley, again, not confirmed, but by virtue of putting it out there, you're almost guaranteeing that it's going to be on the card. Jon Moxley had a cracking match against Yuji Nagata last night for the IWGP US Championship. That was how Dynamite opened last night. It was a great way to get things started. Really good episode of Dynamite last night. And all eyes are on Double or Nothing 2021 at the end of this month. So the full card at the moment looks a bit like this. The aforementioned Casino Battle Royale for an AEW Championship match. We can also expect to be announced for the pay-per-view, a stadium stampede between the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle, and the Young Bucks versus Eddie Kingston and Jon Moxley for the World Tag Team titles. We can expect those to be announced. Already announced, Hangman Page is going to take on Brian Cage. Page versus Cage. Cody Rhodes, who cut an impassioned promo on Dynamite last night, revealing that he won't be the American Nightmare at the pay-per-view. He will be back as the American Dream. And he's going to be facing Anthony Ogogo at Double or Nothing. The AEW Women's World Championship on the line. Hikaru Shida defending against Dr. Britt Baker. This has to be Britt Baker's time. Surely this is Britt Baker's time. And as we said, the AEW World Heavyweight Championship on the line. Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy versus Pac. Good card. Good stuff at Double or Nothing 2021. Obviously, we've got a couple of weeks still to go. That card may still take shape on AEW Dynamite. And we have more about it. We'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Small details or big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Staying with AEW, on the Two-Man Power Trip podcast, WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle says Shaq has been trying to get him into All Elite Wrestling. Angle says, "I'm in the best shape of my life, but I'm not going to wrestle. I'm done with that." Shaquille O'Neal just texted me and said, "You need to come to AEW." I was like, "I'm not going to do that. Actually, if I did wrestle again, it'll be most likely for WWE, but I'm not going to do that. AEW was always an option. I just never really considered it because I'm retired. I've heard the rumors. That's what they are. They're just rumors. People like to talk. They like to get excited about things, and unfortunately, that's not going to happen." I like Shaq trying to recruit Kurt Angle for AEW. By virtue of their loss last night, SCU are no longer a team. The finish of that heck of a match between them and the Young Bucks saw Daniels kicking out following some weapon-based nonsense, but then getting a double V trigger and getting the three count from there. Daniels and Kazarian hugging at the end, which signifies the end for them. They've been running as long as they can. They basically said, "Next time we lose, we're done." And it looks as if they're done. And Daniels put out a tweet that suggests that it might be the case that he might be done altogether. It would be a sad time to see Christopher Daniels hang it up. I know Frankie Kazarian, I'm sure, has many more years to offer us. I know Christopher Daniels has been going for a very long time now. It'd be a sad time to see Christopher Daniels go, but what an impact that man has made on the wrestling industry. Darby Allin was chatting to ESPN Sports Nation. He talked about filming the cinematic match with Sting, Brian Cage and Ricky Starks for AEW Revolution. He revealed they nearly got arrested for it. He said, "We were filming the entrance. This is Darby Allin skitching on the back of Sting's pickup truck." He says, "We got pulled over 3 times by the cops. When he was asked what they were doing, he pointed out, they saw me skating down the street at 3 a.m. and my face paint, they were speeding in a truck. They were like, what's going on here? I'm like, it's for professional wrestling, for AEW. 3 times the police had to be explained that it was for a TV show. Impact Wrestling Under Siege goes down this weekend on Impact Plus. And ahead of the special events, our very own Jack caught up with one half of the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Champions, Rachel Ellering.
Here are your winners, the new Knockouts Tag Team Champions, Jordynne Grace and Rachel Ellering.
The move caught me by surprise. It was unique and impactful, and the result has made history here tonight. We already have a brand new X Division champion in Josh Alexander, and now we have new Knockouts Tag Team Champions, Jordynne Grace and Rachel Ellering.
What a way to make your debut on Rebellion, winning the Knockouts Tag Team titles.
Hey everyone, it's Jack from Cultaholic here, and of course Impact Wrestling's Under Siege is this Sunday, May 15th on Impact Plus, and I'm delighted to be joined by a wrestler on that very card defending her newly won Knockouts Tag Team Championship. It's the one and only Rachel Ellering. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me. I love being introduced as half of the Knockouts Tag Team Champions.
Well, that was my first question, actually. It was going to be, how does it feel to have won gold so soon as well in your Impact career, or this stage of your Impact career?
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, my pay-per-view debut and my Impact debut. And so I'm truly, truly so, so happy and so proud, you know, of Jordynne and myself. It's been a very crazy last year for everyone. You know, the last 2 years for me have been not ideal. And so to come back and be put in this position and to deliver and, you know, now be part of the champs, I'm honored.
It must be very exciting as well to not only team with somebody like Jordynne Grace, obviously very, very talented herself, but also to be part of a women's division that I think is often considered one of the best in wrestling, really, certainly in mainstream wrestling. So what's it like to share a locker room with that women's division?
Yeah, definitely. So that was really one of the big reasons I chose to come to Impact, was the respect I have for those girls in that locker room and knowing that that division for the last how many years, you know, just when you think maybe they've lost a person or two, it just turns around and somehow they find even more stacked talent. And so I wanted to be a part of that. And most of those girls I've wrestled, you know, on the indies or, you know, outside of Impact. And so to now be with them here and, you know, we can kind of put our creative juices to work and really bring out the best in each other. That's what I was after. And so I definitely made the right choice.
You've been on a little bit of a journey over the past couple of years. How do you think you've learned a lot in those past 2 years?
Oh my gosh, that's the understatement of the century. Yeah, I've learned so much about, you know, myself first and foremost, but then about other people, you know, other people that, you know, sometimes you think you're close with, and then, you know, things happen, and just even what I want out of my career and out of the journey and the type of place I want to, you know, work at. And so that all, you know, has kind of led me to Impact, and that growth that I've gone through in the last year or two, you know, has really just kind of changed my perspective on a lot of things. And, you know, self-growth is a wonderful thing. And I truly feel that I'm my best self right now. And I'm excited to show that to Impact fans.
What's it like being part of a tag team as well? Because certainly the last time I was familiar with you was more as a singles wrestler, whereas now you're getting a chance to, certainly, at least from my point of view, do something a bit different. But is tag team wrestling always something you've been passionate about, or is this more of a new beginning?
So this is kind of a new beginning in a way, just because, like you said, I usually was a singles performer, and now being in the team is a little bit different, but I've always loved tag team wrestling and, you know, my dad's connection with tag team wrestling. But then I truly just enjoy watching, you know, multi-women matches. It's a different dynamic. You know, people can be so creative with what they come up with and how they go about the match. And so I was very eager to kind of dip my toe into that pool, and I think it's a perfect fit.
That was your Impact debut and your pay-per-view debut as well. But you appeared, I believe, was it the week of the pay-per-view, making a surprise run-in. And I've always wanted to know what it's like to make your debut in a sort of unannounced surprise kind of spot. Is that a little bit nerve-wracking?
So it was nerve-wracking, I think, just because it's been such a bizarre last year for everybody in the world, right? Things just have not been normal. And maybe if I had been out there working independent shows and doing stuff every week, it wouldn't have been so nerve-wracking. But
yeah,
I was very, very nervous. And it's just that anticipation, right, of waiting for, you know, your music to hit, and then you kind of forget how warm the lights can be when you're out there. So you just start sweating uncontrollably. And so it's just, you know, it's a different environment than I've been in a hot minute. But it's funny how the second you slide into a ring or get into a ring, you know, at the pay-per-view, it just feels like home. You know, it just feels like home, and there's a comfort about it. And I felt so calm and at peace when I, you know, ran out there to help Jordan when it was the dust settled. And I just knew that I'm exactly where I should be. And this is my home.
Jazz, the legendary Jazz, of course, had some very kind words to say about you as well. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain, does that add a certain pressure? I imagine it's also very flattering as well, though, to hear. What kind of feelings does that kind of conjure within you when somebody like Jazz of her stature says such things about you?
Yeah, having Jazz out there for that night, you know, winning the titles with Jordan was just the cherry on top, right? That was so special for me. You know, some people know, some people don't. Maybe like a year into my career, I got to wrestle Jazz in a singles match, and I was a baby. And afterwards in the locker room, she sat and she talked with me, you know, as if I was just a peer. And she had no reason to, right? She had no reason to be so kind to me. She's Jazz, right? And that has always stuck with me. And that will always mean a lot to me. And I hope that, you know, later in my career, I can carry myself as well as she carries herself. You know, she truly is a badass, but then she also has a heart of gold. And so it's, you know, it's extremely flattering when someone like Jazz says anything complimentary, but to have her kind of involved with the first steps of my Impact career it's just remarkable. You know, if I would have told myself 10 years ago, hey, believe it or not, on a pay-per-view, you're going to win the tag belts and Jazz is going to be ringside.
Yeah.
I would have never believed that, not in a million years. So it's a treat.
You touched upon just a little bit earlier, what a bizarre year it has been for everybody. But all the way through that, there have been a lot of kind things said about Impact Wrestling in that time. Words like consistency. People seem to feel that the product has managed to handle all the difficulties with remarkable capability in the past sort of 12 months or so. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that Impact has been able to kind of navigate these waters comparably quite well?
Yeah, I think they've handled it beautifully. I think first and foremost, they looked at this and wanted to care about the people behind the show, you know, and because at the end of the day, we all have, you know, we have families and we're individuals outside of being performers. And so I think them putting that first and making sure that everybody was okay and taken care of, that makes all the difference in the world. A little bit of care, a little bit of, you know, empathy, that goes a long, long way. And so I think that was the first piece to building this great puzzle of pandemic wrestling for Impact. And, you know, having Skyway Studios in Nashville available and being able to have that closed set and just embracing that. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult for everybody, right? Every company faces their challenges with this, but at the end of the day, I think Impact just embraced it and made the most of it and found ways to honestly take advantage of it, right? And a lot of things with Sue Young, Susan, right? You wouldn't be able to do with full crowds there. And it makes the show, it's just a very cool part of the show that, you know, they've got to add in because of the pandemic. So they've taken advantage of it in the best way.
Yes, 100%. Now, my final question is, apart from, of course, successfully, hopefully, defending your tag team, your Knockouts tag team titles at Under Siege, what are your plans going forward in Impact Wrestling?
It's a tricky question, and it sounds like such a generic answer, but I truly want to every single week, for you guys, it's, you know, on Impact Plus to watch here, Access TV. I want everyone who watches to see the very best version of Rachel Ellery, you know, whether that's in an interview, whether that's in a tag match, a singles match, no matter what it is, I want to deliver and be my best self. And I feel very, very confident in that. And then at the end of the day, I mean, I'll just say it. I want to be one of the best Knockouts of all time.
Sounds good. Well, it sounds like you're on a good start to that as well. Thank you very much, Rachel Ellery, and best of luck for the future as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Experience Impact Wrestling like never before with instant access to all of your favorite episodes of Impact, Explosion, Greatest Matches, Legend, content from promotions around the world, plus live monthly exclusive premium specials and so much more.
This is spectacular!
What a match!
The Impact Wrestling app has you covered with Impact Plus, featuring thousands of hours of on-demand action.
This has escalated quickly!
Stream groundbreaking originals.
We are all artists.
Get more exclusive content and experience a new and improved accessibility control and freedom like never before.
This match is just getting started!
Watch free without a subscription and stream Impact Plus anytime on your favorite device. Download the Impact Wrestling app now and experience Impact like never before.
Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Later tonight, it is Sam Driver's turn to entertain you. It's always a good Thursday night with Sam Driver. He's on from 6 p.m. British summertime. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, 9 pitches for WrestleMania Backlash this Sunday. Matthew, Jack, and Andrew poring over some potential plans for the pay-per-view. As well as that, check out 10 Forgotten Classics during the WWE, WCW, ECW invasion. 2001 was a year of near miss for the wrestling world. We could have had some big things happen, and the invasion, the alliance stuff kind of didn't hit the notes that we were all hoping for, but there were some Forgotten Classics in there, and we'll go through at least 10 of them. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Support what we do here and get early access to some of our podcasts by joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/Cultaholic. And check out Cultaholic.com right now for the latest updates on the condition of Orange Cassidy. Plus, how well do you know Rob Van Dam's pay-per-view opponents? Go and take the quiz, I dare you. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.